If Pope Francis ever plans an apostolic trip to outer space, he's all set. According to the Catholic News Service, he received a custom-made blue flight suit with patches of the Argentine flag, his papal coat of arms, and a pair of wings, along with his crew name, Jorge Bergoglio. The outfit came with an add-on white cape, just in case, to be sure there was no mistaking that he was the Pope. The gifts were presented to him on June 8th by Italian astronaut Paolo Nespoli and four other astronauts who had just returned from the International Space Station. The delegation was from Expedition 53 and included other crew members from the United States and Russia. Frankly, until I read that news, I'd forgotten that the International Space Station has been orbiting the Earth since 1998. Astronauts have been traveling back and forth all that time on a regular basis. Their takeoffs and landings seem to be no longer big news. Some of us remember when the space race was just on. Whenever a human being was sent into space, everybody was glued to their TV sets, watching the liftoff, praying that they would return safe. Some may even remember that Marine Colonel John Glenn, later Senator Glenn, was the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962. There's an interesting story connected with that event. At the time, NASA was just beginning to use computers to make the complex mathematical calculations to ensure the path of the rocket and its payload were accurate. Glenn, being from the old school, didn't trust those newfangled things. He insisted that the computer's calculation be checked by a NASA mathematician who was considered the best at plotting orbits and trajectories. That individual was an African-American member of the project's team, Katherine Johnson. It was only after Johnson verified the computer's calculations that Glenn agreed to fly. Johnson's contribution to Glenn's flight, as well as the many that followed, went largely ignored until President Obama presented her with the Presidential Medal of Honor in 2015. She is one of those figures in history who played an important part in a major historical event. Today, the Church honors St. John the Baptist for the central role he played in the most important event in our salvation history, the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We see John's key role emphasized today in the gospel. His parents break with tradition, name him John instead of after his father, as tradition would dictate. His name indicates something new, something special that he's going to do, something he's going to introduce into the world. The nativity of John the Baptist comes on June 24th, of course, today. It comes 3 months after the celebration on March 25th of the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that her cousin Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant with John. 6 months later, after today, the Feast of Christmas is celebrated, the birth of Jesus. The Nativity of John anticipates the birth of Jesus. Ordinarily, a saint's death is celebrated as the day of his feast. St. John is one of two saints who, this is an exception. We celebrate their births with solemnities, John and the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, when the angel revealed to Zechariah that Elizabeth was to have a child, he said, "The child will be great in the sight of the Lord." According to St. Luke, John was one of the first to encounter the infant Jesus when he leapt in his mother's womb at Mary's visit to Elizabeth. John pointed out Jesus to others when he said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." He baptized Jesus in the Jordan. In a real way, we may say that John helped set the trajectory of Jesus' public ministry. John is known as the last of the Old Testament prophets, the bridge between the just God of the Old Covenant and the New Covenant's mercy and forgiveness. John, as most Jews at that time, did not expect the kind of Messiah that Jesus turned out to be. He was more concerned with justice and repentance, expected the Messiah would separate the good from the bad with the righteousness of a just God. He didn't want a gentle, peace-loving Messiah. He wanted the bad punished, not converted. But to his credit, once he saw the power of Jesus, when he healed individuals from their physical and spiritual sickness, with mercy and forgiveness, he had a change of heart. John stepped back and directed people more in Jesus' direction with the words, "I must decrease, he must increase. I am not worthy to untie his sandals." You know, one interpretation of John's name in Hebrew is God shows mercy. Today, instead of mercy, many people are more concerned with justice and punishment. They vent their anger on those who don't agree with their political or religious views, anybody they perceive as a threat to their way of life. The recent political debate on what to do with children of individuals entering the country, of people entering the country illegally, is a good sign of that line of thought. The administration insisted on justice and following the letter of the law. The Catholic bishops and many others pleaded for compassion and mercy. Gratefully, as we know, President Trump had a change of heart and mercy prevailed. Hopefully, Congress can agree on a just immigration policy. You know, astronauts say from space, the Earth looks like a blue globe. No borders are visible. Appears to be one peaceful, homogeneous object with no divisions. If only that was true of our present world. In our second reading, St. Paul says that John heralds Jesus by proclaiming a baptism of repentance. In John's time, people knew they had to repent, that they had to change their lives. Today, many don't think we've done anything wrong. None of us like to think we need to change. Yet sometimes we all need a baptism of repentance, the first step to recognizing the power of Jesus and have a change of heart. If we have a difficulty accepting the refugee, the foreigner, the homeless person, perceive them to be a threat to our way of life, perhaps we need a change of heart. So we honor John the Baptist today because of the important role he played in God's plan for our salvation. But that plan is still not complete until the whole world embraces the kingdom of God and each of us assume our role in that salvation plan. What exactly are our roles? Our individual role evolves with time as we become aware of our special gifts and use them to build up the kingdom. John the Baptist became aware of his special gifts as he got to know Jesus better. So this is the way we can become more aware of our special gifts, by getting to know Jesus better and better every day, by treating others as he did, with mercy and forgiveness.